Athena Christian Church. Okay, one of the things is I was at a dance competition all day yesterday, and they do this thing. We got first, Pendleton Rhythmic Mode. But one of the things that they do is that when you go to these dance competitions, you can purchase these shout-outs. And the guy was really good because he'd make sure the team was in the gym, you know, because, I mean, if your team's out warming up and you get a shout-out, you don't get to hear it, okay? So if the team was sitting there, he'd go, okay, I got a shout-out for Pendleton High School. And they all went, ooh. He would be like, no, 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 I didn't hear you. So, good morning, Athena Christian Church. Good, there's your shout-out. So, one of the things so everybody might know is if you came in late, you might see my name on Facebook because Mark's recording it down here because his wife was unable to be here today. And so, I don't know, this might be a start of a whole new trend. Video church. So when Delbert asked me, a month ago, to do this message, I had all kinds of ideas of what I was going to preach on. I had, you know, this one. And for my job, I do a lot of driving. So I got a lot of time in the car, so I can do a lot of really good thinking. Problem is, if I was to stop and write down everything that I thought up, I'd never get home. And then Delbert suggested, well, you know, get a recorder. But then in my luck, in my world, is that I'd be recording myself and the state trooper would pull me over for distracted driving. So what I try to remember when I get home, I'm going to write this stuff down. So I'll come in, if Kim's home and Emily's home, I talk to them and everything, and then I think, okay, I'm going to write that down, and my brain goes, poof. No clue. So, one of the things I got to do first. My wife and my family knows that when I get nervous, I do this when I talk. And I say, I'm a lot, so I'm going to get these out now. Hopefully that's over. Okay. Right. So, Word of God. Last weekend, I got the pleasure of staying in Dayton, Washington all weekend. It's a really cute town. But for my job, as I'm covering there in the radiology department, and I have to stay all weekend. So I thought, okay, Lord, I'm going to have time alone. I'll be able to get this sermon done. It's going to be awesome. And I had this great idea. And of course, I get to the hotel room and boom, that idea left. So I'm trying to think, okay, what am I, okay. So I had taken all of my previous sermons that I could find, that I'd ever written. And I was reading through them. I thought, you know, I mean, some of these are from like way back when I was at the Episcopal Church. And none of the people at Athena Christian Church are going to know this one. So I can repeat this one. But most of them were Easter messages. But, you could maybe adjust and make it work, right? Well, no. And as I sat there reading these, I was like, who is this guy who wrote this stuff? I mean, it did not sound like me. I'm not sure what happened. So that didn't seem to work. So I just kind of sat there, you know, okay, Lord, I just got to trust in you. You're going to give me something. I got a week. You're going to give me something, Lord. I trust in you to put on my heart what you want me to speak about. So Sunday rolls around. It's the day when I'm on call in Dayton. So I thought, I'm going to go to Dayton Christian Church. Great place. If you haven't been to Dayton Christian Church, go there. They've got really cool stained glass windows in that church. So I'm thinking, okay, Lord, I'm just going to trust in you and let's go to church and, you know, pray about today. Well, the first song that they did, I hadn't heard in a while. It was kind of interesting after I'm praying all morning about trusting God. It was Trust in You was the title of the song. And as they did this song and I could see the words, I thought, that's what I need to do. One, I need to trust in you. And these lyrics are what I need to talk about because it spoke to me. So the first, the worship team will be playing this later, but one of the first chorus, letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet, every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. How many times have you felt like you've wandered away from God? I know I have. I know I've been. I've had stuff happen in my life that I've been so far from God in my mind. But one a gentleman I know told me that, you know, if when you feel far from God, who moved? It's not God. God's always right there. We're the ones who think, oh, Lord, I'm not good enough. You don't want me. That's not true. That's when he wants you the most, is when you feel like you're the furthest away. Next verse. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, you're by my side. You ever feel gut punched by life? We've all had moments. I'm not going to say I've had more than my share, but I've been gut punched quite a few times. I've had times where I just want to give up. And I'll be honest with you, I was done. Job situations, injuries, things like that. You just want to be done. Jeremiah 31:25 says, I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. It's right here in the Bible. That's what I found as I was going over this song is how many things in, you know what, Christian music, they find stuff in the Bible to write songs about? That was interesting. I'm just kidding. Matthew 11:28. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. There's another promise. Chorus for the song is, when you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust in you. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I've had a lot of times where I've just stood out in my backyard and said, really, Lord? Really? Now? I'm sure everybody's had a moment where you've just kind of put your hands out. It's like, you know, he's hearing that. One of the things like I like to tell people is, if you're angry with God, stand out in your backyard and yell at him. Let him know. Let him know. Lord, why did you do this to me? You're talking to him. That's what he wants. He wants that conversation with us. So it's okay. I think he's got some pretty big shoulders. It's okay to be angry. He's not going to sit there. If Paul gets angry at God, he's going to go, Paul, sorry. I can't take that today. Our prayers aren't answered by a beep. You have reached God. Please leave your message, and I will get back to you at a later time. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Beep. My prayers don't go that way. When I'm praying, I know he's right there. He's hearing me. The key that we need to do is take that time to be quiet enough afterwards to hear the answer. In our world today, you so much want to go fast food. Get fast. God, give me the answer right now. Please. They have a thing. Oh, get this. Total bird walk. They have a thing at this McDonald's in, we were at this dance competition. Okay, so there's this McDonald's. I don't know if anybody has seen it. They have this kiosk, this big flat screen, where you can order your food. And it says, order here. The great part was, I'm like the most technologically non-savvy of everybody in my family, and I'm the one who picks up on this thing. So I'm standing there over going, wow, that's cool. And they're like, are you going to order it or what? And they're like, why did you do that and not talk to the person? But you can just order, you pay for it, and you take your little number, and you go sit down, and they still call out your number from the counter. It said, take your number, sit at your table, we will bring you your food when it's ready. So I'm sitting there thinking, okay. Honey.
Order number 600, your order is ready.
Okay, well, I guess I got to go get it. So, but we don't have a push-button relationship with God. We don't have that flat screen. We have this right here. This is where our relationship from God comes from. Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. He's with us. The Bible promises that he's with us. I will trust in you. You are my strength and comfort. You are my steady hand. You are my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Your ways are always higher. Your plans are always good. There's not a place where I'll go that you've not already stood. Psalm 18:2, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. Isaiah 41:10, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. When I read that scripture, okay, when Jesus went to heaven, where is he seated? Where's Jesus seated? Right hand of God. What's God going to uphold us with? His right hand. So when you're feeling dismayed, when you have those fears, you know God's upholding you with his righteous right hand. Guess who else is right at the right hand? Jesus. When I read that scripture, I was just thinking, when I'm at my worst, if I trust in God and know I'm at his righteous right hand, I'm sitting in Jesus' lap. I remember times when, my own kids, they fall, little kids fall down Skinner. Where do they want to go? They want to sit in mom and dad's lap. When I fall down, when I feel hurt and broken, where do I get my comfort? I want to go sit in Jesus' lap. Right next to the Father. He is with us that close. A lot of you know my history, personal and stuff like that. I've shared it with some of you. But one scripture really hit me when I was looking at this. Psalm 40, verse 2. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. I don't want to pick on Paul, but Paul, can you imagine the slimy pit that maybe you've had to go down into?
A few of them.
And willingly. But when we're at that moment where you think that you're buried, God's right there reaching out, picking you up, cleaning you off, putting you back on that rock. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust.
I will trust in you. One scripture that to this day still gets me is one of the ones that I learned from one of my former youth people. Everybody knows her. Her name's Jessica. And I was watching Jessica pitch one day at a softball game. And I don't know, anybody who's older, remember when Karl Malone, when he'd stand there and shoot free throws, he'd go, and everybody was trying to lip read and find out what Karl Malone was saying while he was shooting, before he shot a free throw. Well, I was standing there watching Jessica pitch, and she's doing this, and I'm like, what is she saying? Couldn't figure it out. So I asked her. She let me know what her life verse is, Philippians 4:13. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Christian, you can accomplish anything today. There's nothing that you can't get through. You might not think you've got it in you. You might not think you've got that breath. But that promise, we can do all through him who gives us strength. It doesn't say, Christian, I'll let you get halfway done. I'll maybe help you a little bit. We can do all things. One more scripture. Isaiah, this is my go-to verse. Verses. Isaiah 40, 28 through 31. The time I heard this, that it really hit me as I was watching a Louis Giglio video, How Great Is Our God. And he shares this verse. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths will grow tired and weary, and young men will stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. One of the things I was reading in my study Bible, in the notes, it says, to hope in also means to trust in or look expectantly to. Those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. I wish I had more to share, but God says I'm done. Worship team. As the worship team, guys, you can come through the front. I don't care. Love you. So as they do this song, well, one of the things is I have to apologize. We don't have words for it, but one of the things is it takes a little time to put slides together. And like I said, this message came to me last week, so I let Kayla know, and she was like, I don't think that's going to work. But Mark found the music. So we need to trust in the Lord, and we need to be able to trust in each other. We need to hold on to each other, because there's times when your neighbor right across the pew from you might not feel they have it in them to get through today. So, everybody stand up. Come across the aisles and grab a hand.